upon the Mokia, the first Mokia for that city is one of the Gainim, by Yaakov Goyim. Now, the Rashba, but he is the Chirik. The Rashba Kosab, Kol Sirche Shomarnu in Hefres, Benim Tiovo Vichazoko, in other words, that it's impossible to remove it from your Chayodayim, Benchi, Yedako Shemidakes, Viloiki Halolu, Shemimiachim Biat, Vimismuacho, Tailin Lihokim, Vicholadea Ginkei, Kiyu Machilin Trevis Li Israel, Shezelo Shomano Mechachomim Bishumoki, Atka. I mean, the Rajibo, and you can be sure that the Rajibo was not the type of a person who just, you know, talk too much so the Rajibo says, Kiyu Machilin Trevis Li Israel. In other words, so he was very, he felt very strongly against this shite of my Yaakov Goyen, that any adhesion that is readily removable from me or Biodai, so is not his here. Atka. Reye shenikvo b'mkeim chituch ha'enis, b'gavo ha'eni, u'une, k'neged ha'deifen k'sheo, that we take more at ha'memches, b'chein ha'din, b'chol, בכל השולים שכנגד האניס למיירו עד הארוכו כשהו מפני שעמוק עם צער ונדחקס לדייפן והוא סייסמי ונדחו דייפן עד החוט של נקרי מן החוזק the breast ומשום ואילך נקרו חוזק ודווקא כשהנקב כנגד הדייפן so when the more I said so it is only if the naked is connected to it. Avo im nikvo mibifni means towards the other side, towards the lave, towards the lave. So visir chayetze is but there is a layer of tissue, that's the addition, that is Yeitze, that extends from the Kamoye side to the Deifen, so it's like, only if the Nekev is in the exterior surface, but not if it is in the inner surface, towards the leaf. The exterior means towards the ribs, and the inner surface means towards the leaf. So, Atkan, Kosov Arashim, Nikev Vishipulei Oei Une, Nikev Vishipulei Oei Une, at the bottom, Visir Choyetze Yisela Deif and Treif, Cheshishin, Shemo Mifnimibo. So, only when the Nekev is in the Gav Oei, Gav Une, in the exterior surface of the Reif. Kosov Aleito, Im Nikav Biune, in other words, I mean the Rosh is chelik. But according to Balayito, even if the nekev is not mamesh kineget, the deifen to which it adheres, even though the nekev is in the une. And the tzirche is it's also kshem. Avad daily of your rozal kosa, imasir choyetzis mi benchitur shebeinun eluune, vinischeches ledeifen, oi midavenis, nischo ledeifen, chutz le meitzer achoset reife, shein, hadeifen sit mos. In other words, why? Because the Gemara says that the reason is why, reishen, shenikvo vidavenis sit mos, or ishero, because it's Mokim Rebuse. So that is Mokim Rebuse. But if you have a Nekev in the Une, and the Sirche is Elem in the Une, to the Deifen that is opposite the Ume, not the Ume. Now you see, if you have a Nekev here, in the Une, and then you have, let's say, you have the tzloim here, the deifer. The deifer means the ribs. The ribs. And you have the tzloim here. And you have tzloim here. So, if there is an addition coming out, mamesh, the nekev is here on the une, and it comes out it extends to the deifer that is mamesh kineget. That is mamesh kineget, that nekev, then it's a protection, then it's ribus. Then it's ribus. But, suppose the nekev is here, but then there is an addition that runs obliquely, and it adheres to the deifen that is neged ume. So then it's not rebusin. Then it's not rebusin. Shim kol kozem. Avdin ovi ovoz al kozem asiri yitzim nechito shibune ulune nisras li deifen. Oy mi gavoy nisnis li deifen chutlo mitzah chose treifen. Shina deifen sit boso. Kozem arash bomish magenim shim kol agaf shol ume. Me'ashlo basun lumaylo tov bishetre. Kshayro. שכך מרין שהדבורים שזו יבריאו סוף במה דבורים אמורים שכל הגב דובוק לשדרי אבל אם יש פיצול שעם כל הגב דובוק אל השדרי תריב ועוד ידי פנסייסם דווקא כשהוא כנגד הבוסו שבין הצלויס only if it is blocked by the bosso between the ribs and it's intertwined ויהיו מסובך ונחסיתי בבוסו והוא דיסור יום בפסור, ידמור אסס, דף ממחס. אבל כנגד הצלויס, but if it is blocked by the ribs themselves, not by the bosso, between the ribs and אסס. Now, the question is, ואם הוא כנגד הבוסו, וגם כנגד הצלויס, וזה כוסף הרמב״ם, אבו מאיר מינו עשרים, ואני ממעתיר. So I mean, from this Rambam we see that there is nothing wrong in his son, and the Talmud being chelik and his father and his rabbi, because the Gemara says zeh meir evel chelik al mor, so it doesn't mean chelik al mor that his son is not allowed to be chelik and his father in a din, or a Talmud is not allowed to be chelik and his rabbi in a din. It means chelik is law. It means if let's say people are standing. And then the father says something, or the rabbi says something, and then the Talmud or the son is chelik. But if it's not in the presence of people, but just in mention, as the Rambam says here, so in other words, both the Rambam and his father, Rav Maimon, so they both agree that if it is blocked completely by the tzlois, not by the tzlois plus the boso, then it's not hamiribusi. So then it's not a protection if the nekev is blocked exclusively by the tzlois. So both the Rambam and Rav Maimon agree that it's not ribusi. So it's treif. The shaila is, suppose it's blocked by both. This nekev is blocked by both the tzlois and the boso shemina tzlois. So the Rambam is matir and Rabbi Maimon asks, "Va'adin yovi ozal kosavriyani divrei isri, like Rabbi Maimon, kiv ni bikrome lechud lechoshiv stime o adin name bikrome ubepsore dinei shabos osisim kinegdei v'bahayne isis stime kiv mi shekinegdo etzem kiv mi shekinegdo etzem eini seisim v'raf sar sholem itu raf lins misuber." How be boso? El sol be miat. It's mashma from the two that according to the Rambam, that when it's blocked by the boso and the tzlois, so only if it is mecht al mecht, 50-50. But if the bulk of it is blocked by the tzlois and just a little bit by the boso, then according to the Rambam, it's not a protection. Mashein came, Rav Sar Sholem is more mekel than the Rambam, and he's iti afilein misubachar b'yiposo, el esoro b'miyad, v'chein kos Rabbi Nigershin, v'esif lahati afil esoro b'itzar leis, so Rabbi Nigershin is it. But, even Rav Sar Sholem goen, Well, he's matir. So he's matir as long as there is a combination of bosom and zlois blocking the nekev. But if, even though the bosor is the mute, Mashein Kein, if it is completely blocked by tzlois, then not. Mashein Kein, Rabbi Negershin, he's even more major. V'chayv Rabbi Negershin, v'hesiv, v'hater afin l'sor b'tzalis. So what does it mean, v'hesiv? Rav Sarsholim also said, afin l'misu b'char b'bosor l'sor b'me'at. The answer is, but l'chol apoches, it has to be sor b'me'at. But if it's completely blocked just by tzloi, it's not. Mashein Kein, Rabbi Negershin, he says, even if it's exclusively blocked by the tzloi, elo shehechvi el hatzrav dikin, v'loi mishumrei yesed tzloi, sh'av visor b'bosor yamatzrav dikin. So on one hand, he's a big maker. But on the other hand, he's machmir. He says that all this din, there is another machlekes Mashein. There's another machlekes Mashein. I mean, that we'll discuss Sunday, because that's in the other part of the... When the Gemara says that if there is a rei, a nekev in the rei, and the defense is mosse, and if the defense is kinerebisayim, and so then it's kshero. So the question is it kshero without the p'tike, or it's kshero only with the p'tike? So some Rishonim say it's kshero without the p'tike, and some Rishonim say it's only kshero with the p'tike. In other words, we have to detach it from the reye, to detach it from the deifen, and then we put the reye in water and we notice as to whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. So Rav Gershon, on one hand, he was a big maker that it can be blocked even exclusively by its loins without any bosom. On the other hand, he's machmir. He says that it's only kshero together with dikin. Elo she'ech la'atzav dikin. Lo'im mishumrei yesed tzlois. Sh'abisor b'bosor yamatzav dikin. Vo'im mechalim b'nesel b'bosor. D'bishnei lo yamatzav b'sorich. V'al b'dikin. V'yuhi k'at mo'i shibasavti. The Torah says. D'v'etzem afilu b'dikin mahane. Uli b'bosor afilu b'dikin lo'im mahane. Uli b'bosor afilu b'lo'im b'dikin. Sure. Why? Because he's machia like his father, the Rosh. Because the Rosh was machia like Rabbi Maimon. In other words, that it cannot be, if it's blocked by both Bosor and Tzloi, so it's not a protection. All right. Up to here. We'll learn. Now, up to here. I mean, so it's practically, I mean, this we'll go over something, because I don't want, because this is very complicated, and it starts discussing the new Indian now. Sivan Lamentes. In Tzorich Livdika Ashum Treifetz, Min Astar, Chutz Min Oreye Tzorich Livdik Mibayim Avechayo, Im Yeish Gosir Che, now there is a long Shubis Arvosh, I don't remember what the Shubis, Kuf Chobov of or Kuf Nunvov, one of the two. So there he mentions he discusses the Indian, the old Indian of Bdikas Areye, whether it's Minimore or it's Minek. So he mentions the Mokia, and of course the Rosh, the Rivosh agrees with the Shita of Rashi. The Shita of Rashi Chum Daf Yud Beis, that's within the Gemara. But the Rivosh and most Rishayim that it's obligatory within the Gemara, and the main source for it is the Gemara in Beit Daf Chofei of Nitiya Mikatea Raglei Mikatzvai. And then there is also Yerushalmi. Now the Rivosh mentions a certain Yerushalmi, and we don't have that Yerushalmi. So we don't have that Yerushalmi. But I suppose that when the Rivosh quotes a Yerushalmi, even though he doesn't say what Yerushalmi is, so he means the Yerushalmi Beit, because the Yerushalmi Beit does discuss about Reye. But this Yerushalmi that he quotes, we don't find. We don't have. So the Yerushalmi, so the Rivosh quotes Yerushalmi. The Rivosh quotes Yerushalmi because there is a smichus between the posik of Orle, the Chisavei Ol Oretz and Taten Gdeshi. You test. If Chisavei Ol Oretz and Taten Kolei Tzmacho, Va'araltem Ol Ose Yespirye, Shomi Shonim Yelochem Arelim Lo Yochim. ובשון הרביעי יהיה כל פירייה כדי שיבואו עם אדישם, ובשון החמישי תהיה לו אספירייה לאיזו לכם תבואו, סיימני אדישם רגיח. That's, so we have three psukim dealing with the din of all, and then the next posik deals with the achilas dam. We say לו הדם, we say נחשו, we say So Yerushalmi says, the ריבוש בן שזה Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says, לא מניסמחו, we say לו הדם, to Barautim or Lose, I mean, what's the Shaykhs, what's the connection? But to advisors, they just as in connection with Nitiya Seitz, a Jew, is required to be patient. So it's in line with the Gemara in Beitze of Nituya Mikatea Ragle and Beitze Dafafe. Nitiya is Mikatea Ragle and Mikatzvai. So here too, when someone is Shaykhs, so Loiseichu al Adam. What do you mean Loiseichu al Adam? Don't rush to eat immediately after the flow of blood, because when Shach the Behemei, there is a profuse flow of blood. In other words, first you have to be baby. Because of that, so there are a few Achenim who say that is Midrash, but of course this is, that Yerushalmi we don't even have. But the Rivosh had such a Yerushalmi, so it's less machte. There is no basis for that chita that Tikkas Arei is Midrash. All right. So v'chol ha'peretz gedal ha'echel b'lim tikei shochenu nochosh. From the lotion of the mechaber it's mashma that he paskens like Rashi in Chulm. And most Rishonim that it's medina digmara, it's not just a minik, not like the Rambam shita. That it's only Noah, it's only a minute. And then, but the Rivosh, the same Rivosh, while mentioning Rashi in Chum Daf Yud Beis, that is obligatory in Yiddish Gemara, he also mentions in Chumash Rashi that it's only a minute. Alright. V'noagu gamkin limfeach kol reye afilu lesbereyesi. So in other words, because there's a sharidur, what I mentioned before, there is a shite, most Rishonim say that nifuach is not required, only the b'dikas chutz, the b'dikas pnim is required. Some Rishonim say that even b'dikas chutz is required, but nifuach not. But then there are some Rishonim who say that even nifuach is required. In every case, without any rain, without an race. We know how to come to the fair, or we have less berries. Of Ixas became a killing, Shalul in Apro, Raki Moisogosir, Veres al Vimishus, Vichemike. Now the Rambam himself mentions, even though the Rambam shit is that nobody came up to get over in the Nigmore, but Noago, we hold Israel to be bathing the rain. So then he says, the Rambam says, that there is some. Every ray, even without any rays. Oh, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halach Yud Aleph, v'yesh mekeim yesh neifri no rei, shemo yesh bo nekev, v'rei v'amkeim yesh ein neifri, sh'ari l'nila dobor sh'gir l'chshash, ומאילום לא נובחנו ראים בספורד ובמיירוב, אלו אם נילד לנו דובו או שחשש. Alright. מי שקורא בית נבאים, לא מכינים שדיבו די קרה, בו כלב, אוי אם תיכוב עם מינות לבוא לך להריז עם את הרבנים, שמניקו בו יסחו חויס. ויש מחמירים עם נבדו ראי. So, now is the two mentioned in מחלגת רשאים. True. That it's midinah digmore, but most rishonim say it's only alachat. But the eved it's not me'akiv. In other words, if it got lost the reye, so it's muta. But there is a shite that it is osa. V'yesh machmirin in evdarei. Bahag, Ravon, Vialevi, Mordechai, but such a late posse. Vainly had he Ragu Mokim Epsid Godlu, Big Doi Mutloim, Vichayish, Shane Sirkas Mitzuiz Ben, but by the Enes Gases, so even the Evet, if it got lost, the Reye, we are Batrifet, unless there is Epsid Godlu. So he passed like the Malatoma. Normal. Boy, we have me Israel, it's a regular city for the egg. והרי קיימס נבחין איסו אונו הסכוך על יאונו אוי ליאומו בין סכוך המעט בין סכוך הכולו של הגיסינו טריפו גיסינו הקשיון So how does the מחבר פסקן like Rashi not like Rabbi Natan that there is a difference between אונו הסכוך על יאונו גיסינו and אונו הסכוך על יאומו גיסינו but like Rashi because there is no difference between אונו and דומו One is bigger and the other one is smaller. So who knows who knows who knows? Bein shruch amad, bein shruch amad, like kisidon treifo, kisidon ksheiro. Ram v'chidush ha-rashbo. Afilu b'lo ibtike. Afilu b'lo ibtike. Again, I'm that there is a machlekes. But the mechaba paskens, even without dike, horosh v'eit poske. Mi yu in botku avinim to shom dekev trei. Vein ikro kisidron, el b'shtayim na hu yeve machlekes. What does it mean kisidron? So according to Rashi's own shite, it can even be migav ligav or mechitoch ligav as long as it is between two contiguous zunes. But the other shite only when it's mechitoch lechitoch. That's the way you pass. We need to see it on the bishtaim. So it's also mechitoch lechitoch lechitoch lechitoch. Va'afilu belachs, even if it's a blik. Va'afilu yesh bapilush, even though there is an opening, a window. Chalein it's called. By Rashi. Va'afilu yesh bapilush, even if there is an opening, In the dish itself, there is an opening. So it's still considered kisidro. Ava migabo shalzu, migabo shalzu. Oy afil mechitoch migab. Oy mishipule, mishipule. Mishipule, mishipule. Oy mishipule mechitoch. Oy afil mechule shalzu, mechule shalzu shetzlo. Oy afil mechule shalzu, mechitoch shalzu shetzlo. Nikash lo kisidro. In short, according to the psak of mechaber, what is kasidro kisidro? Only when the addition takes place between the incisions, the cut surfaces of the two unes. Not as the Mechaba Paskins, that Kesidon doesn't require Dike. But there are more Paskins, it requires Dike. Why is it so? Because if the addition takes place in the half of the une from the base. From the base on, in that half, from the base on, from the root, from the base, so then it is considered kisidon. Then it's kisidon because that's a normal thing. But if it is not in the half, at chetzion, it's not considered kisidon. Now, the Taz. Now, let's see what the Taz says here. V'yeshem l'achshiro y'mi'ika unes at chetzion. Afilu mifulesh. V'chein ne'yag l'achshir. Even though there is a chalei, there is an opening in the sir. V'chein ne'yag l'achshir k'hai b'chesidu. So, afilu mifulesh, afilu balachs, kol shalachsein, kule limato mechetzio. Limato mechetzio, that means when it's in the head towards the iker, the base, the root of the wound. Kim kosev rasha, בכל היתר שלמטה מחציו, היינה כסידון דווקא. וכי משמע לא שנקול בי, הוא סמק, שקוסם, וזה לשם. ומי הוא כלי כסירכם, רק הוא מהילך מאונה לאונה כסידון, רגיל להחשם, כלי כחלי. אבל היא כחלי, חלי in a window, that means a pillage, an opening in the addition. אבל היא כחלי טריב. וכי משמע לא של רמו, דווקא כסידון. ואם כן יש לסר, אם ינקרו מחית אוכלית תוך המלכות לחוד. אלא שבקבש יוסף קוסה, אבל ראינו להכשיר, אם עקרו מחית לחידות. ומשמע בדבר רמו, עוד לקיים לאוכל. אלא כסידון ממש בו. וכמשוספת מסוף. ויש לו מבית ולכל בית והסמק או אלו, היא לאו דווקא את חצי. אלא יד, אפילו אם עקרו מהלך, מיקר או אינס, from the root of the אינס. עד כל צד, בין אינס, דהיינה עד ראשון, קושה ולקח עלי. וכן כוסף, רשאו בגויס בקיס, ומה שקוס רמון, רמון כאן עד עם צהוסי, הוא לא שקס, הוא לא שסמק, וכוס את מרי חומזל, דינוק עד אמצע, שהוא לא שבורו, דשום אפילו היא כחלי, אין ניסיה, מה שאין כלמיילו מחציו, דשום טריפו כשיש חלי, אבל בלא היא חלי, כושר עד למיילו, וכן ניקי. Now, so he says, when Ramo says that a sirche, that a sirche kisidro is kosher only in the only up to the middle from the root, but above the middle from the root, in other words, the upper half, let's say if this is the une, let's say, and here is the root, the base. So in other words, so he says only there's an addition up to the middle from the root, from the ikar. But above the middle, not. So the ta, the bach, and the ta say, why up to the middle? Because if it's up to the middle, so then it's kisi, then it's kisitron, it's ribisai. Then it's a natural thing. But above the middle, it's not natural. So that there should be an addition. So, in other words, that additions normally develop, additions kisitron normally develop up to the middle from the Ikea. But above the middle from the Ikea, so it's not a natural phenomenon. This year. So the Taz and the Bach say that this Ramo has reference to an adhesion that has a window, a chale, a pilush, an opening. So there, up to the middle, so it's natural that there should be an opening in the adhesion. Above the middle, it's not natural. But suppose there is no pilush, there is no chale, no opening in the sirche, if there is no opening, then it's ribisayin, it's natural, even above the middle. He says, "Dishom, because of Miri Chomizal, the Nokal Ademza, Shehu Lo Shinbo, Dishom Afilu Ikechale in Nisa, Mashein Kelim Mailo Mechetzio, Dishom Trei Bekishish Chale, Avol Bloi Chale in Kosher Lomail. Why is it so? It's the meaning of Mitzias. You see, these poskim had a great deal of expertise in what is, what kind of a sirche is natural, what kind of a sirche is not natural. So they took notice of the fact that without a pilush, without an opening in the sirche, kisidron, so then it's natural to have a sirche even in the upper half of the wood. In the upper half of the wood. But with an opening, so then only in the lower half of the une, from the Ikea, but not in the upper half. V'chein ne'agin l'hachshir, ki'hai b'chesidron. V'chein im yeish kemin krum, b'inuno li'uno, oi b'inuno li'uno, ki'sidron, yeitzei mi'ikrei, adem tzeusei, ein le'hatrif. Di derech hu li'motzi kach. Vein ze sirach, I mean, there is not, you can't say any svores, I mean, these are based upon the observation. It's empirically founded. V'in derech krumzeh li'motzei elo beinune li'une oi beinune li'ume avoloi b'shomikins. Avaloy Mishonkins, Maktabodin writes that some of the anatomical observations made by the Beit King, that the Kolbe, the Bis Yosef, and the Akimesha mention, so are so remarkable. I mean, that some of these things, so he himself didn't know until a certain scientist discovered it. Wie nimmt so bishom mit moke in eine ele sirch wir hol moke im shasirch kshiro im ye sirch hot luyo gam ye son sirch is vi hu nit kho sirch hot fulo is kosh now that's even a bigger chiddush. In other words, we have one chiddush that a sirch hot luyo is kshiro. And but so then he says the Bis Yosef mentions another chiddush. Suppose you have a sir chok isidu. You have, let's say, between, let's say, the Una Aruch of Yovo and the Una Emtzois, Kisidron. And then, on top, so this Sirche Kisidron is between two Unis. But then on top of that Une, you have hanging on a pendant Une, a pendant Sirche, on top of that Sirche. First you have a Sirche between two Unis, between the Una Aruch of Yovo and the Una Emtzois. And then on top of that, what is a sirche? A sirche is a fibrous tissue that developed between one one and another. So suppose on that sirche, between the uno aruch of Yehovah and the uno emtzois, there is another sirche, a pendant, a hanging sirche. So that's called a sirche kvul. That's called the Sirche Kvulo. So that's also Kshir. That's also Kshir. All right. After we need to be shown, okay. In El Sirchon, Cholmokim Shasircha Ksheiro, Af im Yeh Sircha Tluyo, Gam Eison Sirchis, Vehu Nikho Sircha Kvulo, is Koshe. Im Nistapik, Im Hi Bigavu Bechituch, Uch Shenei Pchine Iso Harbe, Nire Shehi Bechituch, Uch Shehi Nefchine Iso Kolkach, Nire Iso Sircha Shehu Bechutz, Ikshero. Now, let's see the Taz. Let's see the Taz. Begavui bechituch. Peru shenisricho bisvasu uno kisidron. Elo sheyesh li istapek imi mechituch lechituch ukshero oy migavu treivo. Because we pasken like the Rishonim that what is considered kisidron only when it's mechituch lechituch, but mechituch migav not. So now suppose that there is a sirche, but it's not clear whether that addition is mechituch lechituch or it's migav. So as linum posarim beim shekshiris v'chivin sheyei sofik heicho iso nifucho. So he says im nistapik im migav bechituch uchshenei v'chinei iso har beim nire shehu bechituch uchsheinei v'chinei iso kokach nire is asirche shehu lechutz is kshem. In other words, when you blow it up a lot to the maximum, so then it appears that the addition is between the cut surface of one une and the cut surface of the other une. But when you don't inflate it to the maximum, then it appears that it's not, that this addition is not between the cut surface of one and the cut surface of the other une, but between the cut surface of one and The criterion is how inflated was the behemoth while it was living. Was it inflated to the maximum, or it was inflated only moderately, not to the maximum? So if we knew that this behemoth was inflated, the lung of this behemoth in its lifetime was only inflated moderately, and when the lung is inflated moderately, so then the addition is between gav and chiduch. So then it should be trade. But if we establish that the lung in its lifetime so was inflated to the maximum, and when the lung is inflated to its maximum, then the addition is between chiduch and chiduch. So then it's shema. But we don't know whether in the lifetime the lung was expended usually to its maximum or only moderately. So we say, since there is aloche of behemo bechayeo becheskes yisaremes, but nishchato, so becheskes heteremes, and here it's even rov behemes, when the lungs expend, they expend not just moderately, but they expend to the maximum. So memele we can be tailing that in the lifetime the behemoth's lung expanded to the maximum, and that we see that when we do blow up the lung to the maximum, then the addition appears to be bechitoch lechitoch. So it's kshayo. This is what how the Taz explains it. We got bechitoch peyosh nisrecho bisvaso uno kisidron el sheyish niistapik imi mechitoch lechitoch kshayo or imi gavu treifo as linum basari behemoth sheim sheris vechim sheyish sofik heicho yisod mifucho bechaya abeimo im har beimiyad hamideno. Al cheska said that King Kosev Yosef Bishim Rashbo mitam nishratuch nishratuch hutro vayim mashvach mizeh b'sifri tzayim in inuse de vrodo the rose like low v'chol mokim shetisorech treim because there are two mentions because there it's always shalik yisidron because in shalik yisidron it's not a natural it's not natural for the rose like low to have an addition afil v'kishalom even if it adheres, even if the addition is between the rose-like lobe and the pouch. V'afilu kulon idvekizmi, v'adin l'chol yiseres, v'chol eichad yisrich et reib, miu, im ha'ad vroden bekes limato, v'shere shalom, im ha'ki shalom, yesh la'ach shalom, d'hai never be said. So there is one exception. If the vrode is in bekes, if the addition between the rose-like lobe is ed root, so there, and there it's the neckers together with the pouch, so there, then it is natural. Then higher than the sun. In this recho uno, o yohumo, he had it in the top. In this recho uno, o yohumo, we got geres. If the lobe or the mother lung, and was it hearing to the windpipe, or we chose to the breast, oil is shamnune saleiv, the fat of the heart. The fat of the heart. So that is the epicardium. Oil is kise, the pouch of the heart. That's the pericardium. Oil is tafesh aleiv, the parietal pericardium. Oil is tafesh akovet, the diaphragm. Oil is tafesh oninusi. She who saved Tarfish Alev. At the end of the parietal pericardium. Oy lerechem, the womb. Oy lealmero, shekirim oligo, I don't know what it is. Oy lisimpein ayere, bishtei arugis. That's the ziggis vein, it's called. Oy liknei alev, in the aorta. Oy lishamunes and simpoines. In other words, the fat, if it's adheres, if the wound adheres to the fat that is in the bronchia, the bronchial tubes, or the covet, to the liver, treif, vafilu hidvuko leachas vimkemis alolo bili pilush, even though there is no chalei in that addition. So, you see, if there is an opening, that an opening in the pilush is in itself a little bit unnatural. But if there is no pilush, no opening, no hole in the pilush, in the addition, then there seems to be nothing unnatural. But in this place, in addition to all these places, is in itself an aberration. So Mimele, it's straight. It's certainly Shalik Sivon, because this is very aberrational. I mean, that the lobe should adhere to the windpipe, or to the Jose, or to the, or I mean, or whatever it is mentioned here. V'yesh makiri, imounis, hoelienis, hasmuches, bigageres, dvukes, mamesh bigageres. Ve'im b'neim chiluklau, sheyuchay lahachnis ezra b'neim. In other words, this shita is not chilik on the etzem din, but it imposes a certain limitation in respect to one kind of a sirf, because the Mechaber mentioned a list of sirfes, a sirche of the une to the windpipe, a sirche of the une to the chose, a sirche of the une to the epicardium, and so on. So as far as all the other sirches, the sirche to the chose, to the shamne salif, to the kis, to the talfish, talfshalif, talfshakovet, So the Ramo agrees, but he only places a limitation on the din of the Mechaber in connection with the case where the lobe of the lung or the mother lung adheres to the windpipe. So on that he places a limitation. And that he places a limitation. In other words, now here you have the Gageres, where you have number 9. I mean, this whole thing is the Gageres, that's the windpipe, the trachea. So he says, Imounes or Elienes, Hasmuches the Gageres, you have on the right side, you have that Unaham Spatzales, that is Smucholi Gageres, and here on the left side, you have the Uno Elieno, that is Smucholi Gageres. So, if that une that is close to the gageres, let's say the uno amispatzales, or the uno elieno, is dvukis mamish v'gageres, veim b'chinuk veim b'neiem chinuk klal sheyuchal lehachnis etzba b'neiem. In other words, sometimes it all depends. Sometimes this une cleaves and adheres mamish to the windpipe. And sometimes it doesn't adhere to the windpipe. But let's say there is some space, but then a fibrous tissue stems out from this une, and it extends to the gageres. But there is no real cleavage. There is no real cleavage, I mean adhesion. I think that the word cleavage in English is a word that has two opposite meanings. Cleavage can mean union and cleavage can mean separation. So I'm using it in the sense of union. So in other words, so when does the Ramo say through the fibrous tissue, but there is between the end, the surface of the une, hoelieno, and the surface of the gageres, so there is enough space, sheyuchal lehachnis etzba b'neiem, then it will not be kshero. In other words, when will it be kshero? Only if it's dvukish mamish b'gageres. Ve'im b'neiem chinu klal sheyuchal lehachnis etzba b'neiem. Suppose this une adheres mamish very close to gageres, but there is a thin line separating, and then there is fibrous tissue that comes out and extends over that thin line of space, so that's still considered dvukis mamish b'gageres. But if there is such a difference in space, sheyuchal lehachnis ezba b'neiem, then it's not considered dvukis mamish. Now, why is it so? It's based upon the mitzvahs, in other words. Because the une that is close to the windpipe, so it's natural for that une sometimes to cleave and to adhere to the windpipe. So this Ramor is only placing the limitation on one of the items, and one of the items of the Sirches that the Mechaber mentioned in Zion. He's not only, it only applies to the case of Nisricho Uno or Yehumo Gageres, but the Ramo is not Masik on the other cases, or on the case of Nisricho Uno Lechose or Nisricho Uno Leshapshim and Salem, because that is certainly not the Messiah. Alright, wie ich mag kilmo yunis elin is asu khim gager, kis mam gager. Wenn wir in khil klaus ich lach setu mir nei. Wie gein mo yunis so yunis du kin gam. Mi mi rei scho bat sei von. Wie scho men alier bin um is. So it's all so wie besai. Wie gein mo so kolo rei du ko bschet. Geim rim shder khim besai bikach, weit es ihr. Suppose the whole long in its entirety, the long in its entirety, is Dvuka Bishetre, so that's also a natural thing. That's Rebbe Sai. That's a normal phenomenon. Ve'il hatakol ze, b'loi shal eschocha mamumche, mire yorois, ve'in lilmit memkei meseilu l'shom mekei meis, shel nisrich o'shom o'rei, ki b'shom mekei meis, ein chiluk b'in dovu kulei oylam. In other words, so we shouldn't say, that we shouldn't apply the same aloche, that suppose the whole long is... is dovuk to the Shamunas Aleim. So we cannot say, we cannot make any analogies. Only what the Beit Ki mentioned, the designer of Messiah, but we cannot compare and make analogies. Sir Chayetis Moorei Vihitluyo Sheino Dvuko Lishum Mokei Sheiro Veino Tzricho Digi. Now, so that's the halacha of sircho tluyo, a hanging sirche. Not a sirche between one une and another. Not a sirche between a une and the epicardium, or a sirche between a une and the pericardium, or the diaphragm, whatever. But there is just a sirche, hayetis meoreye vikuya, but it just hangs on to the une. It une. So that is real bealme. Who says that? The Rashba. Now it's the same Rashba who expressed himself so sharply against those shochtim who take off sirches al dimuya beetzba, and he says they are machal trebes be Yisrael. But as far as sirchot luyo is concerned, so the Rashba himself is, even though the Rashdam and Chachmas Salonike, they said that even sirchot luyo is trebe. Alright. Alright, that we already had already. So again he mentioned it. So the second time that the Ramo mentions both dinim again. Sircha, she mokim limokim. Be uno oy be uma atzmo dino kidin sircha tluy. Now, this is an extension of the shite of sircha tluy. Sirchot Luyo itself is a chiddush. You see that Rashdam is chelik, Chacham is Olnike, a matrif is Sirchot Luyo. But this is an extension, because the Chol HaPoches, the case in Sifches, has reference, deals with the Sirche that just adheres to the Une and it hangs on. Here he has reference that to a sirche that doesn't hang on. But, in other words, instead of an addition being between two unes, so there is an addition between one spot in the une and the other spot in the une. It's not an ordinary sirche tluye. An ordinary sirche tluye means a sirche that hangs on. It's like an appendage to the une. But here it's not like an appendage to the une. In other words, nothing hangs on. But instead of two-ness adhering to each other, so we have fibrous tissue coming out from one part of the une, and it extends to another part of the une. So it's also called a sirchot. That's a big achidesh, because that's an extension of the shite of Sichatli. Sirchashi in mokim li mokim biuno, oi biu maatsmo. Dino kidin sirchatli. Now, the Taz is chilek on this din of the Rambam. The Taz is chilek. The Shach agrees. I mean the din of the Mechaber. Not that he is chilek himself. He says that the Rosh and the Tur hold the contrary. So Mele, he is chilek on the Psak of the Rambam. In other words, he is not chilek on the din of the Mechaber in Simen Ches, in Sif Ches, because there it's mamish a pendant addition, a hanging addition, an addition that hangs on. But here it's not an addition that hangs on. It doesn't hang on like an appendage. There is fibrous tissue that comes out from one particle of the une, and it extends and it adheres to the other part of the une. So it's also called the sirchatli. So the Taz is chelikan. Now the Rambam says, "V'dafke sheinasircho k'tzoro mipsar oreya." Sheinasircho k'tzoro mipsar oreya. Kishenifrin oreya. Avol im k'tzoro ad shemikeach hasircho haboso shetachteo makmit. It starts to fold into foldings. Ve'ineilo b'nificho heitiv kishor oreya treif. In other words, when do we say that a sircha that is mimokim mimokim be une or be um atzmo, so it's kshero, that is if it does not interfere with the proper expansion of the lung, but if on account of this sircha that is mimokim mimokim. That is mockingly mocking. So whenever you inflate the lung, so memele, the boso that is start of, starts to form into foldings. Now let's say, if this is the lung, and then we have, let's say, silk and fibrous tissue coming out from this part of the lung, coming out from this part of the lung and extending up to here, nadiring here. So it's kshero. So the Rambam says, only if a nasir chok tzorom psararei kishneifum arei. But if as a result of this sirche, of this addition, so when you blow up the lung, so then it interferes with the proper expansion and it starts to fold like this. As a result, an account, so then it is treif. We hate the kishor arei treif. Now let's see what the Shach says. Hatam kosaf marin arav rav avrom liprog mipnei sheseifa linotik. Because you see, if every time you inflate along, so on account of this addition, so the lung starts to form foldings, so that means that this will interfere with the proper breathing of the behemoth. And while the behemoth was alive, so it constantly kept on expanding. And it didn't expand properly because in the lung, so foldings were formed. So that interfered with the breathing. And then it was destined to be linotic and to form nikovim. So memeli straight. V'cheinu v'dikes achim. All right. V'chol tzirche tluyo. שאילה גם כן נפיח הסוריה, או שישמע כבידי וכנגדו יסטריף. In other words, when any sircha tluya, so it's kshero, but suppose that sircha tluya also becomes inflated, so then we say, how is it that the sircha also becomes inflated? There is probably naked. You see, the Rambam here mentions two dinim. The first din is, וידעתי שינאסיר חוק צורם מיפסאר ראי כשנאי פרינו ראי אבל אם צורת שמכיח אסיר חבו שתחתאו מקמית he starts to make foldings ואיני לא במפיחו הייתי בישור ראי טריפה so why is it טריפה? Because it's safer in nothing and to form a naked. The second thing, so he explained, the Shach explained that not on the basis that it's safer in nothing, But if we see that the sirche tluye becomes blown up together with the lung, then it's a raya that there is an echo. Dios vada nikvare, viloche nichlas aruach al teich hasirche meir. And that's exactly the reason as to why the sirche tluye is blown up together with the lung itself. If there hadn't been any nekev, then the sirche tluye would not become blown up together with the lung itself. Now, let's see the Taz in Sif Yudalit. So the Taz is chilek on this din of the Mechaber. That Sirche Shei Mimokin Mimokin Biune, Ui Biume Atzmo, Dinokin in Sirche Tluy. Okay, because of a cold. Vitaim Yiv Bes Yosef Boze, Yiyu Hoyo Machmas Nekev, Hoy So Nitbekes Biune Acheres. Ela Afshot Aslechi, how is it that in other words, why do we say that the Sirche between one Unen and another Unen Israel, because it's symptomatic of a nekev. So here we say, no, there is no nekev. Because if there had been a nekev, so then the addition would have formed between one une and another, not in the same une, from one spot in the une to another spot. So it's a raya that it's not a result of a nekev, it's a result of a certain discharge that adhered to the lung. Eli afshot aslechi umashva midivramo shemaskim laze elo shechila ikbeini min ikzorom ibosore o ikzorom ibosore avlo arosh vatu kos mifeiresh shein nisreches limokim achia mashva shein nisreches lishimokim limikha sirchet vuyo sirchet vuyo. So in other words, the Rosh and the Tur don't say it, but he is dying from the Rosh and the Rosh and the Tur. So he says, since the Rosh and the Tur, when they mention the Aloche of Sirche Tluye, so they say, She Yisreches Limochim Acheir, so that implies that, so he says, Firo She Yisreches Limochim Acheir Mashma, She Yisreches Lishumokim, in other words, so that means that only if it hangs on to the lung, to the une, to the une. But if it adheres to the lung, even though it adheres to the same lung, to the same une, or to the same une, so then it's not a sirche tluye, but that's no raya, because the expression of she'eino nisreches limokim acheir means that any sirche, any addition that does not extend to another one. So a hanging adhesion does not extend to another one. And if it extends to another spot in the same one, it still does not extend to another one. So it could very well come within that expression. So, I mean, so there really is no raya mochachas that the Rosh and the Tur hold the country. V'chein kosov mashal ha'aloche shelo iti nisreches lishumoki os davke nikrasiches tuyo. Mashe'inke if it doesn't hang on, but instead of extending to another une, it extends to another spot in the same une, then it's straight. Alright. Umashe kosav. Habes Yosef, shechim shalim nisra une. Lav svori, dei ze mokim shetipka tchila bidibuka nisreches. Vichei, svori shezocha ramo, mipsarari yeshoruch. נסיר חיים מזה ויכוחה, דאף אם עכשיו שומש, שמה וחייה, או איסו נפוחיה איסר, או איסו קצור. So in other words, what does Ramos say? That if it's not קצור או מבוסור, and when we blow up the ראה, so we don't see any folding stuck there. So then it's שאיר. So he says, what kind of a ראה is it? True, now we don't see. Because after all, now the behemoth is dead. And it's an inanimate thing alone. So Mimele, now it doesn't blow up to its maximum. Masha'ink in the behemoth of Chaleo, where it has a lot of force, so then the lung, in all likelihood, might have expanded much more. So when it expands much more, then foldings are formed. How do we know that just because when we flay the lung now, we don't see any foldings, that the behemoth of Chaleo did not form any foldings when the long expanded. All right. So the Taz is chelik. The Taz is chelik. But the Shach agrees with the Mechaber and Rambam. The Shach. In the Sif Sikeyen and the Kodesh HaKesef, he agrees. So, in other words, everybody passes except the Rashdam and the Chachmas Saloniki. So everybody passes that the real Sirchot Luyo, a Sirchot that hangs on to the Wune or to the Wume, is Kshem. But the Mechaber and the Rambam, they say that even if he doesn't hang on, but as long as it doesn't extend to another one, but it extends to another spot in the same one, it also has it in of Yisichat Luyo. And the Taz, the Marshal, and the Taz, Achil. Right. Kol mokem she'osru s'chuch ha'soreye, ein hefres, bein she'tehei, ha'sir chodako kechud ha'sayro, bein she'tehei, ovo, v'chazoko ul'chovo kegudu. ולוי דסטרש בשידי, ולוי כאיסום שממחים ביד, ואם נשמח, טיילים להוקר, וכל הנאי כאילו מחל טריפס לאיסום, Now the expression that he used is, not Machot Levi Yisrael. Why doesn't he use the expression Machot Levi Yisrael? Because the Rashba was very aware of the fact that there is a shita to the contrary. I mean, Mar Yaakov Goren. So Mele, he didn't use the expression Machot Levi Yisrael, but Kiyilu Machot Levi Yisrael. That shows how careful they were in their expressions. Even when they were critical, they were still careful in their expression. Now, יש מי שקוסה שמחליס את צבוי תחס הסרחה ומטביע קצס אם נפסיקו מחבס הגבוי כלשהו סרחה בסיי מוהי וקשהו ואין לי הוקל בכך אלו בבין מס ישראל ואין סמכין על כל הזו. In other words, when there is a question of הפסד מומי ישראל, but suppose, let's say, it's a slaughterhouse that is owned by Goyim. So there will no hefset will be sustained by any Jew. Then we are not mechuyev to resort to all kinds of kules in order to help out, I mean, the non-Jewish owner of the slaughterhouse. This is what it means. Elo veimus Yisrael vein seimchin al kulezu elo bebeidi kosher v'yoris ha'shem rabbi. Now, this, the aloche mentioned by the Mechaber in Sivyud is the Loshna Rashba. The aloche Yesh Mishekosav, that's a cold name, the name of Arav Yitzchak Alon. Now, so Memele, so if the Mechaber had not mentioned both, so one would say, Arav Yitzchak Alon doesn't agree with the Shita of the Rashba. V'horaye, because the Arav Yitzchak Alon says, Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Alon says that machnis et boye tachas asircha magbi etzas im nifziko machmas at boye kol shes ba yemik sheyo. But the Rashba says that there is the ein hefres bein shete yasir chodako kichud asayro bein shete yogum chazoko v'loi keisus mach miyad. But the problem arises now the mechaber, he couldn't be sincere himself. I mean, how could he be chizeh? Right, in one sieve, right after the other, all right. So sometimes we find this theory between what the Mechaber says in Rechaim, what the Mechaber says in Yeredeya, let's say in regard to Binash Moshes. So there is this theory between the Mechaber in Yilche Shabbos. So there the Mechaber appears to pass like Shidas Rav Netam, that there are two Shkias, and when does it become Shabbos only after Shkia Shniyo, but after Shkia Rishino, it's still Yom Gomor. And the Mechaber in Hilchos Milah in Yodeye, he appears to agree with the Shidas Akin and the Shidas Akro, that the moment the sun sets, so it's already been Ashmoshes. So then you can say, I mean, the Mechaber was Chayzeh, it probably took some time between the time when he wrote Hilchos Shabbos and the time when he wrote Hilchos Milah in Yodeye. But here, one sif after the other. This is sif yud and this is sif yud aleph. I mean, it's inconceivable that the mechaber was chayyeh. But it seems, I mean, that there is a direct steret. Here in sif yud, he mentions the Rashba shite, and not as a yeshem, but as he shite. So verbatim, he copied the Lashon of the Rashi. In other words, so he says that the sirche, it doesn't make any difference whether it's impregnated into the tissue of the une or it is readily removable. This is what he says. So why does he say yesh mishikosav? All right, so he says yesh mishikosav. So then he should say yesh mishoy meya she ein chil ein hefches bein she teyasir chodako kifudasaro bein she don chazoko. He doesn't say yesh mishoy meya. In other words, he's sure that Allah is like Rashi. So then he mentions a shite yesh mishikosav she machnis et zboi tachas asirche umadviya ktsas im nipziko machmasak boye kolcheu sirche. Now let's see again how the tool expressed the shita of Rabbi Yaakov Cohen. Yaakov Cohen, nun zayt afn zayt. Hey, ol ech is bikonel na nei oreyer. Gimu vidalit pomi. Yofi yofi. Gimu vidalit pomi. Yofi yofi. So in other words, so he said that he shouldn't hold on to the reyer, because if he holds on to the reyer and the shechet has a relatively strong grip, so then unintentionally he might, you know, just grab off, you know, the shechet. But that wouldn't mean that it's readily removable, only because the sheichet has a strong grip. So in order to preclude that contingency, so he advises the sheichet to hold on to the windpipe. So the melee, no force, no extra force, no excessive force will be exerted on the rei itself. But as he holds